Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal
Utterings.
I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruise Wiggins, and today we conclude the book of Romans, chapter 16, with verses 25 through 27. Now to him who can strengthen you, according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret for long ages, but now manifested through the prophets' writings, and according to the command of the eternal God, made known to all nations to bring about the obedience of faith, to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be glory forever and ever. Amen. Began working in the book of Romans on October 16th, 2021. And here we are, 3.5 months later, becoming obedient to faith by our practice, prayer, and proclamation of living the prophetic writings according to the command of the eternal God. Practice means we are constantly challenging ourselves to live the Word of God each day, picking up the Bible often and methodically learning how to talk to God and pray. Paul, more than anyone else, shows the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, forgiving him for his murderous actions against all early Christians, becoming the lead person to discuss what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-filled. Amen. As mentioned, Paul reminds us that our obedience to faith is to the only wise God through Jesus Christ, our Lord, owning the glory of the truth by redemption of our sins forever and ever. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alexandra and Alan. Today I had a review of my daughter's pictures over the last 10 years, something automatic on a cell phone. I miss you, precious. Pray for our children's names, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot, we pray for always for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said we'd pray for. We pray for the dying each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. I pray somebody prays for me when I'm dying. We pray for Holy Mother Church and Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruise Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 16. It concludes our work in Romans. We'll be moving on to something else. I'm not sure yet. We'll find out in the Spirit soon. But today's conclusion is a three-stanza poem for verses 25 through 27. It's titled, Secret Kept Above Mentioned. Christ Jesus, eternally proclaim, gospel his, you strengthened, mystery revelation without shame, secret kept above mentioned. Writings prophetic manifested, God's eternal commands, nations all flabbergasted, faith obedience demands. God, wise only, Christ Jesus' Son, forever glory story, ha, amen, truth, one. I'm Thomas Joe Cruise Wiggins. It's February 1st, 2022. We just rocked through January, and we're recording this morning at 7:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we move into a new month. Still trying to close up at 6:03 each day. That's 6 minutes and 3 seconds. Equals 9 in a novena. We bring about the Lord in 9 straight days in different ways. We pray for our good friends John and Marie as they're coming through their ending COVID relax. We pray for our children always. Thanks again for joining us. In the name of Jesus, we close. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen.